After the 2001 attacks on the Twin Towers, the U.S. invaded Afghanistan, ostensibly retaliating against some of the attackers. But the war has cost trillions of dollars and has cost hundreds of thousands of lives. Chalky Irving was one of about 20 protesters standing on Florida Avenue near the beginning of the protest. He held a sign that said every force that's entered Afghanistan has left in defeat.
Well, I mean, that's a historical fact. And U.S. imperialism will find out again, just like they were defeated in Vietnam and defeated in Korea, where they drew a line in the sand and called it a victory. So they were defeated everywhere they've gone, pretty much, except for places where they just went and invaded little postage stamps like Grenada and Panama. And people have no guts for, you know, the American people, which is, they're intelligent. They're intelligent enough to know after a while that this is, it's not worth the sacrifice in blood and treasure.
John Arnaldi is a Quaker, and his sign asked Jesus, Prince of Peace, to stop the war.
The things that have happened to our economy are because the people in charge do not respect life.
One of the most controversial byproducts of the Afghan war has been the perception that Islam influences jihadists to attack Americans. Marianne Huber said Americans should also stop attacking Muslim nations.
Well, we say peace among religion leads to peace among nations, and so Obama is currently bombing six countries, and they're all Muslim countries. And so what our message is we just have to stop all wars and stop bombing Muslims, and we can all live in peace.
Dina Formentini is with St. Pete for Peace and said they have a new campaign called Obama 6, Bush 4.
The fact that Obama is currently bombing six countries, whereas Bush was only bombing four, the extra two countries being Yemen and Somalia. You know, there's this huge sort of idea that Obama was an anti-war president, and he's not. And we have spent a lot of money. They think that over the last, 10 years, we've spent, about $4 trillion on war. And that's $4 trillion that could have gone to the needs of people in this country. I mean, think about it. $4 trillion for education, $4 trillion for social services, $4 trillion for the environment.
Not all the protesters were only concerned about Afghanistan. Fauzi Elmud is originally from Palestine and decried the way the Israeli military has attacked Palestinians. But he mainly wanted to point out how many innocent children have died as a result of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
This is 10 years of killing that kids were not immune of it, and mostly civilians who died. And barely we had soldiers. I mean, we didn't have soldiers to soldiers fighting. We have soldiers to innocent civilians, and kids were in the middle, and a lot of kids died during that.
Haven Whiteside was born in the Depression, grew up during World War II, enlisted in Korea, and then protested the Vietnam War.
Why? One, as a Christian, I believe we should love our enemies, which is not an easy thing to do. But a lot of these wars could have been avoided by talking to our enemies and doing something else. So, that's what I believe.
The National Priorities Project estimates $400 billion have been spent on the war in Afghanistan. Justin Mortensen said that while many protest movements draw attention to the economy, war is at the centerpiece of economic issues.
It's the 10-year anniversary of the Afghan war, so I'm bringing awareness to that because some people may not be aware of that. So I think that's important because the longest war that we've had, so, and we're wasting a lot of money on it, and people are complaining about the economy and Wall Street, but I mean, militarism plays a big role in what we spend our money on.
At the same time as the war rally, Occupy Tampa was holding its third and largest protest at Gaslight Park. About 600 of the protesters, who say they represent the 99% of Americans who aren't super rich, marched three blocks to the federal courthouse to join the anti-war rally. Afterwards, back at the square, Occupy Tampa held a general assembly. Angela Hadley, with their legal team, suggested that the group not hold a rally on Saturday, nor risk arrest by camping out last night.
On Saturday.
Out of respect.
For the 99%.
That are police officers.
Good. Yeah.
The General Assembly agreed not to rally in the park on Saturday when police will hold a fundraiser for fallen officers, although they did agree to protest today.
To come back tomorrow to this park at 9 a.m.
Attorney Rue Klein is with the Occupy Tampa legal team and expected that police would arrest anyone in the park after dark last night, but by nightfall, the assembly continued undisturbed in the park.
Attorney called me and quoted a time of 7:10 they would be at. They would have us out of here by. Uh-huh. That's what the attorney told me. 8:04.
Most demonstrators left about 10 minutes later. Several police officers have shown their support for the protesters, and one protester appreciated the mutual respect.
We've done one of the most important things we can possibly do already, and that's by gaining the respect of our police in this place. Because that alone will lead to gaining the respect of the state.
Yeah.
And that is our main goal. Occupy Florida.
Occupy Florida!
Occupy Tampa will meet for the fifth time at Gaslight Park at 11 on Sunday morning. For more information, visit our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.